Hello, welcome along. You are listening to Jason and Zoe in the Milk Bar. Brand new podcast. We haven't really worked out how it's going to come together yet, have we?
Nope, we're just sort of like playing it by ear, as it were.
This is the pilot. However, the plan is there will be guests, people sitting back, chilling, relaxing, having a natter with us, and really just enjoying a bit of their time and finding out about them.
Yep, and playing live music. Hopefully, I like a bit of live music.
And comedy is planned. See, the thing is about doing this podcast, you have to set up things. And one of the settings is, what do you want to be?
And what do you mean, what do you want to be?
Comedy, music, arts, entertainment.
Okay.
So I've had to put us down for comedy.
I thought you meant, what do I personally want to be?
What do you personally want to be?
That might be quite difficult.
You've no idea?
No.
How old are you?
That's a rather naughty question.
To ask a lady, yes, but how old are you?
I am now 36.
So you'd have thought by the age of 36 you would know what you wanted to be.
I know. Awful, isn't it?
But
if my picture's going to be up on the internet, then please send me lots of nice messages saying I really don't look 36.
Yeah, 47. But there we go. So, really, I mean, this is a bit of an experiment to see how it goes. And basically, you've been told, set something up and be witty and entertaining. Are you ready for that?
I'm going to try.
Because I remember the days. Now, this has all come about because many, many moons ago, we used to get together and do a breakfast show on student radio.
We had. It was such a laugh.
That's mostly because we gave you things to do.
Yes. Do you know what made me laugh the most?
Go on.
The spider balloon.
Now, this is something from a... it was a pre-recorded breakfast show. I think that's called cheating, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And basically, you were given something to do, and on this one occasion, for the radio, I presented you with a DIY spider kit.
Yep, some black balloons that were rather long.
Yeah, and you actually, for some reason, went along with this and made the spider.
Oh, it was such fun, wasn't it?
It was a laugh, and we will be giving you tasks to do as we make our way through.
Oh, as well?
As well. I think there'll be times when we get guests in, and you'll be sat there busily handcrafting something in the corner whilst have a chat.
As long as it's nothing to do with clothes, because I remember one of them where you got somebody to dress somebody up in rather strange clothing.
That was a Valentine's event with some Poundland gear. Now, one of the blokes did actually work for Poundland, so that was acceptable. If he's prepared to sell it, then he ought to wear it. It's like people at Matalan.
And he did look very nice as well, very fetching.
Well, he was dressed in just collars and cuffs and some plastic fireman pants. You were excited by that?
Every girl's dream.
Yes. And what did we have you dressed as?
Nothing. I don't think I wore
We had you as a nurse. Oh, you probably were naked.
Oh, no, I remember that. Yes, I was a nurse.
Yeah.
Naughty nurse.
Which is quite a treat, too.
Didn't I keep, like, leggings on or something underneath?
Yeah, you were just no fun at all when it came down to it, but there we go. Now, challenges and stuff. I mean, we maybe don't want to go as far as one of the websites I've seen this week. Have you seen the website Bragster?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, this is basically a website where people video themselves doing daft stuff.
Oh, right.
Something like Bragster.com, something like that.
Mm.
And I feel we ought to get you on there at some point.
Ooh,
set you up
dear.
With a login between now and the next podcast.
To do something silly.
To do something silly and get yourself on the World Wide Web doing something daft. And we can talk about it, link to it, and you will then be famous from there.
Oh, gosh. Do you remember when I did that abseil and I was supposed to do a running commentary all the way down?
I remember that well because I had actually been up all night on a ghost hunt in a radio station, as you do.
Yeah.
I then had to come over, interview you and various people involved. This was for the BBC.
Mm.
And it had to go on air that night. So you were there doing this abseil down the side of a building. We took all the time and trouble of getting a separate mini disc recorder, attaching it to you, microphone, talking to you in the run up to it. And here she is, Zoe's going to go over the edge and tell us
every step of the way.
And no.
It was quite funny, though.
There was just a squeaking noise.
I forgot that I was supposed to, what I was supposed to be doing, and I was just screaming all the way down.
You were pathetic. And it wasn't even a very big building either.
It was.
It's only the Banks's building.
Yeah, it was big for me.
You do realise I signed up to do an abseil that fell through.
Did you?
You don't recall this one?
No. Oh, yes, actually. Was it Blackpool Tower?
I was going to abseil then the Blackpool Tower.
I bet you're glad it got cancelled.
I was actually, because I absolutely detest heights, but there we go.
No, somebody said to me it sounded like I was having an orgasm all the way down. So it was a really long one. Which would have been nice.
Have you had another since?
Not quite so long.
No, okay. Let's move swiftly on. Now, the other things we can do today. Now, I think this should be a bit of a challenge because we've both been set the task of finding guests to talk to on this.
Yes.
And you've mentioned your comedy friends and
yes,
whatever else.
Looking
that
forward to that.
Who is the most famous person on your Facebook that you might be able to get involved?
Oh, that's a difficult one. I'm not on Facebook at the minute.
Are you not?
Well, I am, but I'm not physically signed in.
No, but surely you know who your friends are.
Mm, but a lot of them are like fellow DJs.
So they're not in national stations.
Oh, I've got that one that was on Big Brother, the one that swears a lot.
That could be anybody.
Pete Thingy. He's got Tourette's.
Is he one of your friends?
Yes.
Can you get him on the programme?
Well, I have tried in the past.
And failed miserably.
Yeah. He's not replied as yet.
So
I'll have another go at that.
So you think a former Big Brother contestant would be impressive?
Well, yeah.
Okay, let's see.
I do, yeah. Oh, no, you're going back to when you're showing off about who you've interviewed and things like that, aren't you?
I'm just I'm just going to phone a former Big Brother contestant now.
You're not.
I am.
Who?
Hang on.
It's not Pete, is it?
No, it's not Pete. Do you remember Series 2? I'm off mic, but Series 2?
Yeah, vaguely. Many moons ago.
Yeah. I have one of the contestants' phone numbers from... I've dialed it wrong. From Series 2.
You're not stalking him, are you, Jason?
No, I'm not, but I have got the number.
Who is it? Go on, tell
me. His name is Dean.
Oh, I don't remember him.
And he came second in the series when Brian won.
Did he have glasses?
I don't think he did.
No, I don't know him.
He didn't have glasses. I don't think.
Shall I put his name into Google so I can just picture
him? It'll help.
What's his second name?
Hello,
Dean.
Hello,
Dean. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound a million miles away. Who is it?
It's Jason Forrest. How you doing, mate?
Oh, all right, mate. How are you?
I'm okay. How's your world?
My world, fine.
That's good. Glad to hear it. Now, Dean, I'm just talking with my co-presenter on this podcast, Zoe Turner. Say hello, Zoe.
Hello.
Hello, Zoe. How are you?
I was thinking almost for a minute that Jason was pulling my leg, and you were gonna, especially when you said, "Who's this?"
Yeah, but I didn't know who he was.
I know, yeah. Not many people do.
He's so forgettable, isn't he?
No.
Thank you so much. Zoe wants to
Google. I like this man already.
Yeah, Zoe wants to Google you now.
Yes, sorry, what was your surname? I can't remember you. I'm really sorry.
O'Loughlin.
Dean what, sorry?
O'Loughlin. It's O'L.
Yeah.
O-U-G-H.
Yeah.
L-I-N.
I'll probably remember you when I see a picture.
See, he came second in Big Brother.
I know.
Third, sorry.
Don't pick me up.
I was boosting you way too far then.
First the worst, second the best, sorry.
And third the one with the hairy chest, come on.
That doesn't work, sorry.
It doesn't really. She gets a bit giggly.
Oh, you're under Big Brother Hunks on Google.
Am I, Grace?
Yes. It's coming up.
She's loading you now. Mm. So what's been going on in your world since the whole Big Brother thing then? Because I have your phone number because you were promoting a single with Bubble way back when.
2002, that was World Cup 2002, incredibly.
Long time ago.
Wasn't it? Well, the most recent thing has been have a baby.
Aww.
Yeah, three weeks old she is.
Excellent. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And I think they're lovely at that age, aren't they?
No, they're not. They're not.
Yeah, they are.
Sleep's
but they're not yours.
At that
you
age.
Can hand
it's
them
just
back.
You don't get any of it.
No. Is she getting you up quite a lot?
She's been a bit colicky, so she gets winds like a dad. I know. We haven't had that much sleep for a few days, but. Yeah, it's worth it, really, worth every second.
Yeah.
There's probably only about 4 or 5 years of that before it starts to settle
before
down.
Before another problem arises, yeah.
I don't want to worry, but my son didn't settle down until he was probably about 5.
But he has got a hyperactive mother.
There you go, then.
But no, on the other hand, my other son, when he was about 6 weeks old, slept all the way through the night, which is
so
really
you can't
good.
Tell. Everyone you speak to, everyone's got a story, and they're all completely different, so you just got to wait and see, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. Who does she look like?
She looks like both of us, actually, because Vanessa dug out some pictures of her as a baby today, which was nice, and you can definitely see the likeness, yeah.
That's always a help.
It does. Well,
it saves all those paternity tests.
Maybe, it doesn't. It doesn't matter with the mother, does it? You know it's her. It's me that I've got to worry about, really. She's got to look like me. That's the important bit.
Oh, bless. As they always say, that little girls are daddy's girls as well, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, I can see that happening, to be fair. It's you know, I can already, I'm already thinking of when she's 16.
Oh, yes.
We might become Muslim, so I can make her wear a burqa, so no one can say how good-looking she is. That's the plan, anyway.
That's the way it's going to work out. So what's been going on in your world of business, then? Because you did the whole Big Brother thing. You released a single, which didn't do massively well.
No. Well, top 100, number 99, how about that?
That's impressive. That's better than I think this podcast is ever going to reach in the iTunes chart.
Stop it. No, it's going to be excellent. Well, you're
never going to retire it. I was never really going to retire on that. But I'm selling the tea bag bin, which I came up with about 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And we're selling that at the moment on our website.
So explain the tea bag bin.
It's just dead simple. It's one of those kind of moments where you know, eureka moments where you kind of think no one's done this. But, you know, when you make a cup of tea and you take the tea bag out of the cup and it's on the end of the spoon and you do that ridiculous walk over to the bin with your hand underneath it, or you throw it in the sink or whatever. And it's just a little bin that sits next to your kettle, and you just drop it in there, out of sight, out of mind.
And then, what, do you recycle them into some mulch in the garden?
Yeah, you can recycle them, or you can just take the lot, because it holds about 30, so you can just take the lot and make one trip to the bin instead of 30 trips.
That's very good.
Yeah, it's simple, isn't it? I mean, it's not going to change the world, but it certainly changes scalding your hand on boiling hot tea.
It is a thing sometimes. I've sat there, well, stood there, hovering with my spoon and my tea bag, and I'm thinking, well, what do I do with it now?
Exactly.
Yeah, and my husband is very lazy. Never mind holding his hand under to catch the droplets. He just walks straight across the kitchen and leaves little spots behind.
Well, there you go. So you want to get in more, go on our website, teabagbin.com. Very reasonable rates.
She want a discount knowing this one. But, so teabagbin.com.
Yeah, yeah.
And have you not been able to get product placement in the Big Brother house? Surely you can pull a few strings with that one.
We had it in the Celebrity Big Brother 2 house. It was in there. And we've had it in a few other places. We had it on Richard and Judy. We had it on Chris Moyle's Radio 1 show. So it's had quite a bit of exposure, which is always nice.
And what... describe it to me. Zoe should now be searching this on the web so we can see it.
Teabagbin.com. Teabagbin.com.
But explain for dear listener the aesthetic appeal of your teabag bin.
Oh, it's great. It's a design masterpiece, obviously, because I did it. But yeah, it's just like a little stainless steel, slinky-looking...
I was going to say, what colour is it? Because colour can be very important,
can't it? Well, we've got... I'm going into my advert mode here. We've got an array of colours. We've got about five colours on there. And we've got brushed steel and stainless steel.
You can buy it at Amazon as well, can you?
You can what?
You can buy it on Amazon as well.
You can buy it on Amazon.
Wow.
Yeah, and eBay. And yeah, it's out there. I mean, it's out there. It's doing good stuff. I mean, it's like a lot of things, you know. It's just a dead simple idea. It's not going to change the world. But it's just a nice little thing that, you know, especially when people have got, you know, everything for their kitchen and they're a bit of an enthusiastic, you know, about their homes and whatever. It's just a nice little thing to buy you.
Sorry, I was looking for your teabagbin.com, but I've come across one of those talky things, you know, where you chat with each other.
Yeah.
And somebody's saying, oh, good luck with that teabag bin. Have you ever thought about going on Dragon's Den with it?
Yeah, funnily enough, they phoned me the other day.
Did Dragon's they?
Den. Well, they're just in a new series. In fact, I know someone who hasn't made it into the den.
Yeah.
So this with your celebrity status...
Oh, dear. Well, they phoned me the other day about maybe going on there and you know, trying to get... Because we could, I mean, it's like most products, you know, you could always do with that kind of exposure and that kind of, you know, basically a free advert, isn't it, Dragon's Den?
Yeah.
Even if they poo-poo it, you know what I mean? You're still getting it out there to the world. But I'm not sure about that, to be honest. I've kind of had my fill of television, if I told you the truth.
Yeah, 10 weeks was enough.
Yeah, absolutely. 10 weeks is enough. Yeah, even though it was nearly 10 years ago.
That's the frightening part. Do they offer to wheel you out every once in a while?
Every time there's a new series, they phone up and they say, oh, you know, would you be willing to do a bit of this or a bit of that? And last year I did actually go down for the launch night, I think it was, but they had a few of us down there. And it was basically an opportunity to get my train fare paid to go and see Bubble, because he was going as well.
Ah, so it's a chance to catch up with your mates.
Exactly, and have them pay for it, which was very nice.
Did you still keep in touch with him then?
I do, yeah. I'm supposed to be doing his kitchen, actually, because I've got a building construction and design company as well over in Leamington Spa, where I am at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm supposed to be going down to his in a few months to do his kitchen and bathroom.
And what is he getting up to these days then?
The fact
I'm having to ask is not a good sign. But.
Yeah. Well, he's doing a teaching course to become a drama teacher. He's written about three plays that he's had put on in London. So he's doing really well. He did the acting course at Guildford, and then went into sort of playwriting rather than the acting side. But yeah, he's doing really well.
That's cool. And any of the others? I'm desperately trying to remember who else was in that guy.
I mean, Stuart works with me on the teabag bin, so I see Stuart.
Mm-hmm.
Not really any of the others, to be honest. I mean, I text people, you know, Josh and Amma and Paul Clark, people like that. I text them from time to time when something's on the telly or something that, you know, reminds you that they exist still.
And did you get involved in that that zombie thing they did? Like,
no, Bubba was in that one, but that wouldn't have worked for me. Strangely enough, if they'd asked me recently, I'm exactly like a zombie after having no sleep.
You wouldn't have needed the makeup.
It would have been method acting.
Just a kid to keep you awake for 3 weeks constantly.
Great.
Perhaps I ought to take like a little baby into the Big Brother house with them and see how tired they all are after like a few days.
I'm telling you what, you know, the task, no matter how, I mean, broke a world record in there and we did lots of, you know, very, very difficult things.
Yeah.
Absolutely every one of them, every second of that show is a breeze compared to 3 weeks of this baby.
Yeah, definitely.
This is what you call a task, you know.
Do you think it's got, not worse, shall I say, but do you think it's like predictable now? Do you think it's lost
its appeal? I just cannot be. I mean, I watched it last year and it was quite entertaining for what it was, but it's just, I turned it on this year. We missed the launch thing, and normally the launch thing is what hooks you in, because I sort of turned onto it, me and Vanessa turned onto it, and it looked like, you know, Guantanamo Bay gone wrong, you know. It's like loads of foreigners from all over the world looking really like, you know, freaked out and odd, and I just thought, oh no, I can't.
Well, they'd all drawn on their faces, hadn't they, with permanent markers, the bit I saw.
Oh, I mean, it's just,
yeah. They're not actually as bright as previous contestants, are they?
God, that's shocking. They're not as bright, is that possible?
Hey, well, you're present company excluded, I'm trusting, but you know, then Big Brother contestants aren't known for their intellect, are they?
No, they certainly aren't. And I don't really know what the appeal is anymore, you know. It's just it really has run its course. You kind of hope this was the last one, and they sort of put it to bed before it's, you know, the memory of it's further tarnished, really.
Well, that's it. I feel, you know, it was very, very good, and now they're sort of like spoiling it almost.
Yeah, it's flogging a dead horse, that comes to mind, doesn't it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's on our TVs all summer. I don't think I'll be watching it either, but I might actually now head out and buy myself a teabag bin.
Oh, yes, in stainless steel.
Give us the web address again.
It's teabagbin.com.
And how much do they retail for?
They're $12.99.
Including postage and packing or plus?
Plus.
Plus, of course, it's plus postage and packing. That's the point. Thanks for answering the phone to me.
No worries, mate. And you take care. Good luck next season.
Thank you very much. Yes, the football reference, because you're a big Blues fan.
Absolutely.
And, I like me Wolverhampton Wanderers. So I'm sure we'll be meeting up during that season then.
Yeah, right? I'll come down the Molyneux and watch us beat you again. Remember that?
Yeah, let's not go there.
You'll know next time now not to answer the phone if you see this number pop up.
Actually, well. I will now. That's good.
Dean, cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate. See you soon.
Thanks, then. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
There we go.
I was going to mention, actually, you know, on this... what do you call it, forum?
Yes.
Somebody underneath that has put, I read the topic title wrong and thought of it as something rather sexual. And at the top, the topic is teabagbin.com.
And if even you can't work that one out, I dread to think.
I am a bit slow, so I might have to ponder on that one for a bit longer.
Okay. You sit down, you have a think about it. Meanwhile, we'll take a bit of music. This is from our little featured band today. They're called Seventh Syndicate, and this is Seismic.
Guess that's it, there she goes.
Seismic from Seventh Syndicate. You can find it more about them, myspace.com/Seventh Syndicate. Zoe, enjoy that one?
Yes, very nice. That was lovely.
Didn't she sound like she... Yes, that was very nice. It was lovely. I'm not reading this.
I'm not?
Oh, excuse me, getting emails.
I was going to say, what was that?
Everything's supposed to be on silent, but I forgot because I've got my BlackBerry. You've got your BlackBerry on.
I have, but mine's on silent.
That's because no one's emailing you, though, isn't it? Come on. I put my phone on silent.
Oh, look, my red light is flashing. That means I've got something. What is it?
Well, no, I've rung somebody from my phone book now. Have you got a celebrity in yours?
No.
No, who's the most famous person in your phone?
In my phone book? Let's have a look.
Who can we ring?
Well, I've got you.
I don't count, I'm here. I'm not exactly famous anyway.
No, I've got somebody from Without Warning, who was a local band that I did a while back, but he's only 18, bless him.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've had a band on, so we don't really want to talk to them.
Flicking, sorry.
Come on, anyone? There must be someone. You don't even know how to work the thing, do you?
Oh, I've got Jamie.
Who's Jamie?
He's out of a band as well.
Can you remember the name of the band? Will anybody have heard of the band?
Probably not, no, but they are doing very well.
Okay, that well, no one's heard of them. That's great. No, she's just looking at me blankly now. Who have you got?
Well, I don't know whether... I should ring him, really, because he's my son's guitar teacher.
But
it's Mr. Simon Lees.
Oh, good. I know Simon.
Oh, do you know him?
I think so, yes.
Yes, see, he's in my phone book.
Which band was he in?
It's on the tip of my tongue. Very old one. Budgie.
Budgie, yes.
Thank you very much.
And he's not very old, is he?
No, he's not, actually.
He came along later on, because Budgie's changed his line a number of times.
That's it.
Simon Lees, I've actually worked with both. I've interviewed him on the radio in the dim and distant past. And also, he's performed at a football club.
Oh, he's very good, though.
Yes, he's an excellent player.
Yeah. See, I haven't got... See, I know somebody else from Budgie as well, the lead... Is it the drummer? He does...
Well, as we both know him, you can't ring him, so you've got to find someone else. Another celebrity from your phone.
Oh, well, you see, I haven't got any others in my phone, I don't think. Let's have a look.
Bearing in mind, I'm prepared to give up on this little featurette at any moment, because you are failing miserably.
No, I haven't got... Oh, Ben Drummond. Oh, you know him as well.
I do know Ben as well. He's performed to many people. I've seen him singing live.
I'm going to get such a rook of people next time in my phone book.
Yeah.
See, normally I have them on my emails rather than on my phone.
Well, the thing is, I was playing on Facebook, and do you sometimes add random people?
No.
You see someone who's a friend of a friend of a friend, and you think, I'll add them. They're interesting.
Well, sometimes, I suppose.
Yeah. I've got a fake Matthew Corbett.
Have you?
I nearly added a fake Simon Cowell.
How do you know they're fake, though?
Because they don't look real. These people are not going to be bothered filling in their own Facebook. Matthew Corbett tells particularly crude jokes. And I can't imagine the real one with his hand up a bear ever told a particularly crude joke.
No. I know, I've added Frank Sidebottom.
Now I know you're a big friend of Frank's, aren't you?
Yeah, well, he was supposed to be coming on my show to do an interview.
In your radio world.
Yes, before he went to the Civic. And I don't know what... something strange. I don't know whether I should say it.
What's something strange? Why, what happened?
No, well, he was supposed to be coming down and he was coming in live and I was going to do the interview and then he was going to trundle off to his thing. But then I kept getting a phone call from his... I don't know if it was his manager or driver or what. And he says, I can't get Frank in the car. So, what do you mean? You can't get him in the car? And he says he won't get in the car to come to Wolverhampton to do his show. So he never turned up.
Oh, that's peculiar, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there were Frank Sidebottom fans who were disappointed.
Well, yeah.
Purely because he didn't want to meet you.
Well, it was a pre-record, so I was going to use it for like a few days afterwards.
But even so, you stopped him doing his entire show.
No, he did that.
Oh, he did the... I was worried he cancelled the gig because of you.
No, he went straight to that instead. And I think... And they were late because Frank wouldn't get in the car to come to Wolverhampton, so they had to go straight to the show instead of coming to the station to speak to me.
Any man who performs with paper mache on his head, though, you do have to wonder a bit sometimes.
Well, I think
you?
I might have scared him a bit because I did ask him to come with his paper mache head on and bring little Frank with him, so
maybe he didn't realise it was a fake head and that's how he became upset.
Just shocked him.
Right, now that Damon Grant I have on my Facebook, does that look like a real Facebook profile to you? You
don't know. Well, he doesn't look like that now, does he? Because that's fair.
Is a bloke who was in Brookside. Now I know someone who interviewed him back in the day. And there's a phone number on there.
Says, I used to love Brookside. My God, bring it back.
Yeah, so says one of his many fans, all three of them. Do you think that's real?
I wouldn't imagine so. I wouldn't imagine he'd have the time for
that. Are you going to give him a call?
No.
You don't feel brave enough to...
Oh, is there a number on
there?
There's
a phone number on there, yeah.
Oh, I'll let you do that.
No, if you talk to him and say...
No.
You... No, you could just... It'll be a bit weird, me ringing up. And
why has he put his number on there for people to ring?
I don't know whether it's real or not. Do you want to see what happens when you ring it?
Oh, gosh. Will you help me?
Will you talk to him? I'll dial the number, okay?
No, that's not helping
me.
Yeah,
it's helping. That's definitely helping.
It's a good job it's not my phone. He'll be ringing back. What's his name again?
Damon Grant. I've got to dial the number. This is difficult. The buttons on this phone are in the wrong order.
What shall I say? Are you the real Damien Grant?
Damon.
Oh, Damon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here you go.
Pass me the phone again.
Here you go.
With a picture on.
Oh, right, okay. Is it going to go through? It's ringing. Here you go.
I'm nervous.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Is that Damon Grant?
Is this who, sorry?
Damon Grant.
Oh, it's the person that does Damon Grant's website, yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Is it like his real profile, as it were?
No.
No? So, like, you're just, like, a fan of his and you run the site for him?
No, we don't. It's not attempting to be some kind of fan of his. Who is this?
We're doing, like, a podcast, you see. We're looking at, like, internets and things like that, and we found your profile with your telephone number on, so we thought it'd be fun to give you a call.
Right. No, I just do it for a laugh.
Oh, right, okay.
I do a lot of travelling around and I often find myself in hotels of my own, so I've got to do something. So
I just
thought I'd do that to see how many friends we can get for in 1 year. I went on my personal profile, I went on in, I think it was November last year, and I just started that at the same time to see how many people we could get on. And it's actually escalated into something ridiculous because people just add him as a friend without even knowing who the person behind it is.
Oh, right, okay. Do you know him at all?
Yeah, so you've met Zoe. My name's Jason. And as Zoe says, do you know Damon Grant?
Damon Grant's not a real person, is he? I don't know who the real actor's called, but he's not real. I do know somebody that knows him, though.
Oh, right, okay.
He used to work on a Brookside set.
Yeah.
And I think that's how it came out, because she said she used to work on Brookside, this and the other. I just thought, oh, come on. There's a lot of people. My friends are members of friends with Roland Browning from
Grange Hill.
Remember from Grange Hill from years ago. And I thought, what other dead and deceased or rubbish be a celebrity that could be on it? What are you doing? A podcast?
This is just a podcast. Yeah. So. Don't hold that against us. But what's your name then, mate? If you're prepared to share it.
My name is Alex.
Okay, Alex. So how many friends have you got and how many are you aiming for?
I went on it for the first time last week in about 6 weeks, I think. And I thought it'd be great if we could get 1,000 people in a year. And I've got about 270 on it now, I think. But I've not really put a lot of effort into it for the last 2 months.
Okay, if people do want to become friends with Damon Grant, because I couldn't remember which way around it was. I thought Damon Grant was the real bloke because I remember him. He used to do some sports programming as well, hadn't he? After Brookside had finished for him,
he hasn't done anything for years.
And I don't think I've seen the guy on anything, but I know that I know someone who interviewed him, and I actually had everyone who knew this girl was given a signed Damon Grant photo. So I reality and the made up name just blurred for me, and I think I still have it somewhere. Which is slightly worrying, but there we go.
Never throw it. I've got Mike Baldwin's from when I was about five.
I think I've got a Philip Schofield and a Peter Duncan as well. They're real life signed photos.
Peter Duncan. What phase was that? He was going through.
It was the blue Peter one with the strange jacket he used to wear.
I used to like Peter Duncan.
You fancied Peter Duncan, didn't you?
I just find him funny.
Okay, that's allowed.
Duncan Dares.
That was an amazing show.
Yeah.
How did you get my number? Did I put it on public or
you
what?
You put it on public, sir.
Right.
We thought you were going to put loads of.
I must have put it on so that people. I have had quite a few worried people saying, "Who are you?" And I just say who I am or whatever, and then they just say it's a they go along with it or they don't add me as a friend.
Well, if people want to be friends, how do they find Damon? Just search Damon Grant, and he will magically appear.
Yeah.
Alex, good luck with you making hopefully 1,000 friends within a year on your Facebook log on. I'm sure we'll be at some point giving out details how people can be friends with Zoe, and I'm sure she'll be adding Damon as a friend later on.
Oh, yes, I can do that later on, can't I?
Alex, cheers, mate.
Thanks so much. Cheers, Alex. Bye. Good luck with it.
Oh, he was all right in the end.
That was nice, wasn't it?
How strange is that, a travelling salesman, though, putting his number up?
I know.
Is he after a bit of friendship in those hotel rooms? He said he was getting bored.
There's bored and there is sticking your number on the internet randomly, but there you go.
I'd take that off if I was him.
Certainly would be a good move. Zoe, we've done our half hour.
Oh, no, don't say that. You haven't done my website I've got.
Oh, go on. You've got to. You don't need the website.
Yeah,
do the website.
Yeah, okay. I've got this one especially for you.
Okay. What is it?
Let me find it.
Oh, God. This means it.
I had some little phrases for you to put in because you put that in and it. Look, wait, can you see?
We have to explain people can only hear, they can't see.
I'll click on the website first.
Okay.
Website is www.beer.com/virtualbartender2.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is someone to talk to in the bar.
Yes.
If you're a travelling salesman, this is probably better than putting your phone number
yes,
online.
Oh, yes, you'd like this.
Yes.
Now, you see, you put in your phrases and they're supposed to do what you ask them to. But when you put say hello to Jason in, it brings up all sorts of something totally different. I was quite amazed by it. And stand on your head as well. That's just got no relevance to what you're asking.
So this is a conversation between a virtual barkeeper and and me.
You ask them, you're supposed to be able to ask them to do something and they do it for you. Oh, look.
And because
that's no good.
And it's a sweary website.
It's not a sweary website.
So my internet's protection has kicked in and logged you out.
How disappointing.
Zoe, you have failed absolutely miserably.
It's your overprotectiveness on your PC. But if anybody's listening, go to www.beer.com/virtualbartender2. And if you ask it to say hello to Jason, it'll come up with quite a strange reaction. It's quite funny, actually. Oh, how disappointing.
I'm laughing away.
Shall I choose another one? I have got another one.
If you want to do another website, go for it. This could go last all day.
I've bought a variety because one of them might go through. This one is...
Give us the web address whilst it's loading.
Yes, it's www.zooass.com/games/neverland/neverlandagain. Oh, it's come up.
So that makes it really easy to remember. Do rewind your podcast and double check. And this seems to have a... is that Michael Jackson
I can see? It is Michael Jackson. Can you get sound off the PC at all?
No, because you didn't tell me you needed this.
Oh, how disappointing. Will it come through any sort of speaker?
There's a very tiny, poor quality speaker at the back of that PC.
Shall we try it?
We won't be able to hear a thing it's on.
Oh, you can. And the volume?
What does it do? That's a television set. It's not on there.
Oh.
Stop pressing things. It's in the computer.
Right. Okay. It's a game where you're Michael Jackson. It plays one of his songs and all the children are escaping from Netherlands. So you have to catch them with your net. Look, see, you've got pictures of little children running across the field.
And at that point, I think we shall move swiftly on and close down this pilot version of the podcast before legal action commences.
Oh, it's quite funny, though.
Yeah, put the computer away.
Can put a link on that, look.
If you do want to get in touch with us, you can email us. I've sent Zoe the details. I bet she paid absolutely no attention to what I sent her
No,
today.
I did. I've got it.
Okay, so give us the email address.
Let me go back a bit. Inbox. Hang on, it's in here. It's a Google one, isn't it?
It's a Google mail address. I could just recite it for you, but I'm
Go on then, no, I'll let you do it. It's been a bit slow.
It is themilkbarpodcast@googlemail.com.
Yes.
Or, in fact, if you want to leave us a message, you can call through. We have a telephone number.
Do we?
We do. 07005 976455. Which is 07005 97 and then milk at the end if you look the letters on your keyboard.
Ah.
So that's quite clever, isn't it? 07005 976455.
And it'd be nice to hear from you. And next time, I have got some other websites where people can join in and send us photographs.
Okay, there's something to look forward to.
Yes.
We've set up a Facebook profile as well. If you want to find us, search for Jason and Zoe space the Milk Bar, and you should be able to track us down there. Or email us, and we'll add you as a friend.
Oh, that'd be good.
That sound like a plan?
Yes.
Okay, to play us out, we're going to take another track from today's featured band. We heard something from Seventh Syndicate earlier on. myspace.com/ even. Teeth back in. Did half an hour without stumbling too badly. It's Seventh Syndicate. And you can take a little look at them, find out more about their music. Let's play us out. This is another tune from Seventh Syndicate.
Oh.